This is the PJ and Jim in the Morning Catch-Up Podcast. Catch PJ and Jim live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on Classic Hits.
There's Wham to start us off on this Friday morning. Happy Friday to you folks. Wake me up before you go-go. Good morning,
Sam. Good morning, all. Happy Friday. We did it. We're here. We're at the end of the week. Thank goodness gracious. Holy fart for that.
Oh, what a week it was, eh?
Yeah.
All four days of it was incredible.
Was it? What? Oh, for you. For you. Here's me thinking he's after mixing up his weeks. I forgot, yeah, Mr.
Happy Friday.
Mr. Jim McCabe missing list over here, yeah.
6:08, how are we, folks? A bit better this morning, isn't it? Not as bad as it was yesterday.
No, I'm back on the bike and all today, yeah.
Ah, you see.
It's an awful lot better.
Positively balmy.
Well, you know, my feet would disagree with you there. But yeah, I know what you're saying. It's an awful lot better. That was torrential nonsense.
Yes, it was mad.
What in the name of... Jeepers.
Everything was all over the shop.
In Leinster, anyway. Yeah, it was crazy. I don't know what it was like. Let us know, actually, to be honest with you. Because, yeah, I'm wondering if it was as bad in the West.
Yeah.
The South and whatever. But it was mental here all day.
Crazy day. But it's Friday. We made it, folks. It is the weekend. Happy Friday to you. Hopefully you're in good form. Looking forward to a weekend. Whatever's in the plan for you. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. Cracking day today, actually. Loads of good stuff going on today. Neil Delamere is going to be dropping in today.
He is. He's in with us around 8 o'clock. Clockish, isn't he? Yeah.
Coming in for a natter.
Yeah, he's always good. Crack is Neil, in fairness to him.
And also, of course, first time that our head scout elf gets to chat to one of the children of Ireland.
Oh, there, that's the day. Yeah, that little fella. I'll tell you something, he went through me for a shortcut yesterday, didn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah, I suspect he may be kinder to kids.
Yeah, I'd say, well, of course he is. He's all about the kids. I just thought, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He obviously knows my stance on Christmas, and instead of doing the usual thing where people say, oh, we'll bring you around, he was like, gonna let you have it, he was thinking, yeah.
He was kind of, yeah. I think he got his back up, that's for sure. Anyway, listen, loads going on, of course, Hitbit, Breakfast Table Quiz, final day of that, final day of the Lionel Richie tickets as well, so plenty of good stuff to get your hands on, gritty paws on
And
today.
Then, of course... Oh, I was going to say no work tomorrow. I'm sure I'm working all weekend. I'm sure who cares.
Annie Lennox walking on broken glass here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 14 minutes past 6 o'clock. Friday, November 8th. Happy Friday to you. Apparently, according to Dan in Cork, you needed sunglasses there yesterday while we were getting lashed on.
Sunglasses?
According to Dan in Cork.
Get out of
it. Now, it is Dan in Cork, so he could be winding you up. He could be just wanting to get under your skin.
It sounds like it to me.
So he says... Says it was
that's
sunglasses
unreal.
Weather. Mind you, we're kind of... It'll be chilly today, but we're getting sort of, you know... It'll be bright and dry and
stuff
today.
I hope so, yeah. I'd take that any day.
Mm. Right, you ready for some birthdays?
Right, so, let's go for it, yeah. Oh. I was very close yesterday now. I'm still delighted with myself yesterday.
Absolutely. And as I say, some belters for you today. These are... I have a feeling these are going to go well for you, right?
Right, and that's the kiss of death, right? Every time he says that...
It's anyway,
Russian chess players and all that sort of stuff.
No, these are all biggies. These are proper biggies, right? Have a listen. This bloke's birthday.
What are you?
An idiot sandwich.
Idiot sandwich what?
An idiot sandwich.
You do seriously surprise me.
Thank you, Chef. I was hoping you'd see that.
You surprise me to how shit you are.
Oh,
f*** you fat, useless sack of f***, Yankee, stanky, doodle, shite.
If I tell you to get out there, I don't give a f**k if you got a thumb up your fat crack. Get out there! Overcooked on the bottom, crispy as f**k, and it looks like Gandhi's flip-flop.
What a lovely man.
What a lovely fella. He really comes across as a gentleman, doesn't he? You know, wouldn't you love to work with him? What's your dream job? Nobody has ever said, working under Gordon Ramsay is my dream job.
It's, I tell you something. The amount of, you know, the insult reels they have on YouTube of Gordon Ramsay stuff. I mean, literally. I mean, the F word is. I know that was his original show when he did it in England.
That was the name of it, yeah.
It's never ending. I mean, I've never seen somebody abuse other people.
Oh,
so
he's an awful man.
It's never. Oh, my God.
Yeah, like, it can be very funny.
Mm.
But why anyone would want to be on television with that man is beyond me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? When you think of all the people on TV who'd be nice to you regardless of your egotry. And then you think of that lad.
Yeah.
He'll be doing a half decent job and he's going
to... A lot of these people are kind of young people trying to train us.
Yeah. That was terrible. When you put the two pieces of bread on your woman's head...
What are
and
you?
Makes her
an
say,
idiot sandwich.
An idiot sandwich. That was brutal. Oh, man.
I tell you,
trying to do a day's work.
There's actually... Some of the stuff is... It's way worse when you see that. Like, it's 15 minutes of just...
abuse.
A couple of seconds of each. Like, that's the amount of abuse that's just...
Jeez.
When you see the compilation...
It's outrageous.
It's incredible, man. Yeah, incredible.
Like, you know
the
what I mean?
The other thing is, has anybody ever spoken about whether he's any good?
This is it.
Does anybody ever taste his food and go, oh, to be honest, it is worth it. The man's amazing.
Yeah, I don't know, because it never happens. Yeah. No one's allowed
to. Nobody's ever spoken about it. I've never heard anybody talk about his food.
No. Never, no. All
just
you ever
his way.
He's a gas man, yeah. And he's horrendous, and he calls people very funny names. And you know they're not off the cuff. Like, he's sitting up at night going, I'm going to get two pieces of bread, and I'll stick them to her ears. Yeah. I'm going to make her look me in the eyes and say, I'm an idiot sandwich chef.
I'm going to say that tastes like Gandhi's flip-flop.
That's what I'm going to do. I can't wait to ruin their day. Can't wait. Right. Gordon Ramsay is 54.
Oh, and 53.
Fart. Oh, far to it anyway.
53. Right, it's his birthday today. I've got a couple from the weekend, right? Tomorrow, it is the birthday of the man who has given us one of your truly great lines on this show. The one and only Mick Wallace.
Mick Wallace.
As I have written down here, firework headed TD.
Firework, he is. That's what we said. I'll never forget how much. It was a throwaway silly line. And Jim McCabe nearly died laughing when it looks like he sets his hair with fireworks.
Well, you said he does his hair with a banger.
Oh, does his hair with a banger, yeah. And Jim McCabe, I've never seen him laugh so much still to this day.
Stuff. It was funny stuff.
He does look like the old banger head himself, and I tell you.
And there's a lad that he inspires fierce amount of loyalty and stuff, doesn't he? There's people around the, what is it, Wexford area.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God, they'd walk into the sea from...
Sir. They would now. They'd go up to their knees, maybe. But they would. They would, yeah, for sure. I still have all that. You know, when you're obsessed with the colour pink and all of that.
Yeah.
Trying to mask. No, D. Or whatever the hell. Just trying to make that it's not a girly thing, you know.
Yeah.
And this whole thing. Italia 90 swept him away. That's why he went into his footballs and everything, wasn't it? That's why he loved. That's why he built the Italian Quarter in Dublin.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was after Italia 90, he got an obsession with Italy.
Oh, right.
And then and all the footballs went on to his construction logos and everything, yeah.
It's a pity he never got obsessed with, like, Vassar.
Yeah. I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah.
But then, you know.
I wonder if he'd have ever, if there'd have been an accountants conference maybe somewhere, he might have gotten obsessed with
Vass. But then if he was obsessed with Vass, he might be your auditor. And imagine a banger-headed auditor turning up your door, staying in your gaff for 2 days, scared the life out of you. Mick Wallace is... that's a hard one. Like,
yeah.
He's 59.
He's actually 64.
Fact,
you
right.
You see, like, doing your hair with a banger.
Yeah,
it works for you.
It seems it takes to take a few
you.
Years off him.
It does.
You wouldn't expect a man in the 64s to be going around with a banger.
Banger-headed hair and a pink T-shirt.
In fairness, like.
Yeah, yeah.
Good on you.
A lot to be said.
Good on you, banger.
Right, and then it's this bloke's birthday tomorrow, okay? The bit before this is actually one of my favourite clips ever. But anyway, listen, it's not relevant. So this fella is celebrating his birthday.
1, 2, 3. You ripped his pants. You got green underwear here.
Don't tell me looking at my trouser.
Incredible Hulk just saw my Mickey.
That's...
People probably can't make that out.
I know what that is, obviously.
Yeah, and who it is.
Yeah, it's Lou Ferrigno.
Yeah.
When he was on that show, Making Jake.
Making Jake.
That's
with
what
your
that
good
is.
Self. You were literally working out with the Incredible Hulk.
Working with the Incredible Hulk, yeah. What a weird day that was, I can tell you.
Yeah.
What a weird show that was. But you know what I mean?
Yeah. And that was the scene where you were doing leg presses. And your trousers ripped.
I mean, yeah.
And he saw your underwear.
And he saw the Hulk saw me, Mickey.
Still, the one thing you talk about making me laugh. The bit before that, before you meet Lou Ferrigno and whatever, when you're doing the roller skating.
Oh yeah, you know, you're bringing up all the things that make you laugh today.
Oh man, when you're on the roller skating. You go head first into like a sand dune or something, or a, I don't know what it is. You're rolling along and
it's in a park, and you hit the curb.
You hit the curb.
I go flying.
Yeah, that's when you say you're talking about the beautiful people around Venice Beach, and you say, "Oh, I'm going to have to find it."
It's something
it's
about the
something about the
under 20 woods camogie team.
Yeah, make you pull the sandy monkey out yourself. You met the Incredible Hulk himself.
I met the Incredible Hulk.
And worked out with him.
And worked out with him, yeah.
Like a man who was, you know, a bodybuilding champion.
A Mr. Universe competitor, yeah. I'm going to say he's getting on. 69.
67.
Oh, right, okay.
67,
okay.
Not bad. Was he a nice bloke? He seems
lovely
like
fella.
A nice fella.
Lovely fella, yeah.
He actually seems like a kind of shy fella.
Ah, yeah, he is. He is, yeah. He's not very forthcoming. He's shy.
Yeah.
But very nice lad.
Yeah.
Wanted to be paid in cash, though.
Oh, right.
So that's another thing.
And when the Incredible Hulk says he wants cash, you tend not to mess
with him. You give him his cash.
Yeah.
That's for sure. I think he didn't want the old revenue, no, and there was a few quid in that show for him.
Oh, yeah. He didn't meet Mick Wallace ever, did he? Live for it. Good stuff. Happy Friday, Tara.
Happy Friday.
How are you? You feeling in a good Friday form?
I literally leapt out of bed. I leapt out of bed because I got a new bedroom carpet fitted yesterday.
Oh.
Oh, the excitement.
I know. No, really, the excitement. I've had the same carpet that
you
I
couldn't
inherited.
Wait to walk on it.
I literally couldn't wait to walk on it.
That's hilarious.
I'd rather be on my carpet than in bed.
Yeah, no, seriously, when the alarm went off, I'm normally a snoozer. Nah, didn't snooze this morning.
You spent
straight
an extra 10 minutes walking around in your bare feet.
I had a chance in my bedroom.
The number five on things young people never do. This is all people only our age get excited about these
celebrating
things.
Celebrating new carpet.
Yeah.
I inherited the carpet that was in my bedroom. I inherited when I bought my house 17 years ago.
Oh,
so I'm long
right,
overdue a new carpet.
Oh, yeah, so yeah.
The only problem is I had to take the door off the hinges last night and sleep with the door placed against the frame because this new carpet is so big and bouncy.
Oh, it's so big.
The
oh my
door
God.
Won't close.
Blooming heck, she's gone back to the days of Shagpile.
Yeah.
It's all a bit Austin Powers, all right. Yeah.
That's pretty. She's after losing the cat in the carpet. She's going to have a look for it when it goes home.
The cat is no longer allowed. My son, actually, my 10-year-old is fully expecting that I'm probably going to sleep on the carpet over the weekend because I have a bit of a track history when I do buy new stuff because I don't do it very often. I bought a new couch last year and I literally lay on it for 2 days. I bought a new fridge freezer last year and I've been known to kiss it.
Oh my God.
And so I'm probably
to be honest
going
to
with sleep
you, that's
on
I thought
carpet.
You were going to say you got into your fridge freezer.
If
for
I could,
a while.
I would.
Wow. I'd tell you something. You're right, though.
Tara just ate lollipops for 6 months. She was there like, enjoy
just
it.
To celebrate our fridge freezer.
Celebrate the fridge freezer. Everything frozen food for everybody.
Yeah.
No, I get very thick because I take great pride in my fridge freezer and I get very thick if someone moves something inside it.
Oh,
what
really?
Are you doing moving the yogurts there? That's not where the yogurts live. The yogurts live there.
Wow.
And we have like regular, you know, lessons in how to properly stack the fridge.
Jeepers, I'm glad I don't share a fridge with you. Imagine.
I'm going to even lie down on my carpet. I'm so thinking about it.
That's amazing, isn't it? Walking by Tara's bedroom and all these sounds coming out.
Yeah.
What's your mom up to? Ah, she got a new carpet.
She's got mad for the yoga since she got a new carpet.
Scissor Sisters, I Don't Feel Like Dancing here at Classic Hits. And your Get Up A Go song today was Crazy For You from Let Loose here at Classic Hits. Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim, 17 minutes to 7 o'clock. Happy Friday to you, Friday, November 8th. Hopefully you're in good form heading into the weekend. Busy one for you, man.
Busy one for me, yeah.
Yeah,
busy weekend ahead. Yeah, I'm off to... I'm doing a corporate gig tonight, so no one's allowed to go there except for the people. The Export Ireland Awards. I'm hosting the Export Ireland Awards.
Wow.
So I'll be
in this time of Brexit. You're
in this time,
the Export Ireland Awards.
It may be our last one. So we're doing that tonight, and then I'm in Kilkenomics, the Kilkenny comedy mixed with
that,
economics.
I was
festival.
Just going to say that's what it is. It's comedy and economics, is it?
I know. It sounds It sounds like it's
is
no.
Is this the David McWilliams thing?
Did he start it? I think he did. I don't know. I think he did. He's as far as I know, he's the man behind it. But yeah, it's great crack.
So is it you knocking the crack out of nerds, is it?
No, it's actually, right, there's a bit of that. Yeah. Okay, that's a thing. I'm trying to, yeah, right? But it's also just...
You're allowed knock the crack out of nerds.
But you know what it is as well? It's just very topical comedy is what it is. So we're doing a bit on fake news. So that means we'll all be having a laugh.
Yeah,
everything you read in the paper that's rubbish. And it won't be just, you know, Trump fake news. It'll be all the crap.
There's
every
loads
side
of fake news
and all
everywhere.
The crapola that they have. And you get to have a laugh and sort of try and get to the bottom of what's actually real and what's not and have a bit of fun with it.
Cool.
And then we do the breakfast brunch thing on the Sunday. That's I'm doing that one where you just kind of go through the newspapers and have a laugh at what's in them. So it's a bit of crack, really. It's
Kilkenny is an amazing... It's the comedy capital, isn't it?
Well, you know something. It is and it isn't. It's a great place to have an event.
Right.
But the locals don't go. People have... Kilkenny people don't go to anything. There's all these huge festivals.
Actually,
but
I just realised there must be a pain in the arse to be a Kilkenny resident. When everybody just keeps coming to your place.
All the time.
It's literally your worst nightmare. It's like all your friends and family just coming to your house all the time without being invited.
You've made it sound horrific now. You're right. That is. There's an element to that.
Yeah.
There's no doubt there's an element to that.
Because we get a little bit of it, right? Not as much. But if you lived in real kind of touristy destination in Ireland or whatever, you know, if you had a place where... Oh, beautiful park. You have to visit, and loads of people visit it. If you're an actual resident there, like, say, Glendalough or something.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
A nightmare.
You must get a... It's like...
Sure, even in Dunleary, I get it in the summer.
Yeah, you say to somebody, you know, where do you live? Oh, I live in Dunleary. Oh, beautiful. Dunleary, beautiful. I go there, I tell you, every... during the summer, every week. Yeah, oh, I know.
Yeah. Oh, I know you do,
because I see a park and taking up all the parking.
And would you not?
And I say...
maybe you should go to Holt's next time.
And I see you filling up all the my local pubs and everything.
It's gas. And what a tosser I am. Like,
I'm only there,
like, not even 3 years. I literally went and wouldn't feck off at all.
Yeah.
And I'm not...
But I'm with you, because it's like, I hate the walkers and the cyclists who come up Airway and all that. All the walkers come up and park their car and then feck off and all that. Oh.
Yeah, unbelievable.
If you live in a touristy spot...
It's terrible being, and you live in a nice place and people come to enjoy it.
Yeah.
And ruined it on everybody.
Ruining it for everybody.
It is. Unreal.
It's shocking.
Nothing worse than people bringing money into the air, you know. I wish they'd mind their own business.
So Kilkenny for you all weekend then?
Kilkenny all weekend, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, well, I suppose I'll be back early enough on the Sunday. But yeah, it's a weekend of gigs.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
And of course, all of it building up towards Monday night. Monday night being the start of series 2 of the Young Offenders.
Yeah, even though it's been seen by a lot of people already.
Yeah, well, the BBC, I suppose, have been flogging it.
The BBC have been flogging. All 6 are up there on the iPlayer.
Yeah. But you can't get that, can you? Hear? Sure, you can't. You can't get the BBC iPlayer. Is there ways and means? Is there?
Well, I wouldn't know anything about that, but apparently there's loads of ways and means.
Right,
yeah.
Well, I'll have to ask you about a few of those ways and
means.
Well,
I wouldn't know anything about that, but
no,
I'll tell you the stories I might have heard about them.
Exactly. You could just pass on the rumours.
Yeah. So I will say, Mike has seen it.
But really?
Yeah. He must have been in London for the...
I think, yeah.
For the day, wasn't he?
He often goes to visit his brother.
Yeah, yeah. Up north or something, maybe he was.
Yeah.
His dad's from up that way, isn't he? Yeah, he must have been visiting his father.
That's probably what it was.
Him and his father must have been visiting himself.
That's how
he saw it, I'd say. So there you go.
Yeah, so Monday, though, for RTE viewers.
A Monday for RTE viewers. It's the first one.
Highly anticipated. Good response from the kind of, you know, the critics and all that.
We actually heard from the BBC yesterday, and they said they're very happy with how it's going over yonder.
It's pretty cool
at the moment, so that's good.
Happy days. Anyway, listen, loads going on for us. We got the final set of tickets to go along and see Lionel Richie. We're actually going to pump them into CSI today. If you want to play along on CSI, you could pick up Lionel Richie tickets for his gig next summer at St. Anne's Park. Of course, final day of the breakfast table quiz. A score of 11, I think, will be good enough. No, or is it a
no,
score
it's
of 12?
10.
A score of 10?
Yeah, we're still on 10, are we not?
Is it not 10 to beat?
Oh, yeah, sorry. I beg your pardon. I thought you were saying a score to beat.
Score of 11.
11 will win it for you.
That'd
I beg
be pretty
your pardon.
Cool.
You're dead right.
Neil Delamere will be swinging by to have a bit of a chat there after 8 o'clock. And, of course, we'll have a shot at the old hit bit, too. And, of course, our head elf.
Head elf is going to be on the phone talking to a child this morning. Don't worry, everybody. Apparently, he's much nicer to children than he is to me.
Yeah, Love Shack from the B-52s here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim just 11 minutes after 7 o'clock. Happy Friday to you, folks. Thanks for hanging out with us Friday, November 8th. Touching distance of the weekend. If you want to give us a shout, 087-188-0008. Just like, I think it was James actually gave us a bit of a shout.
Good morning, lads. James from Limerick here. Hope you're all keeping well. Yeah, I'll definitely be looking forward to the places you got to stay anyway, because I'm getting married in September in 2020, so a honeymoon. afternoon will be on the cards, so give us a shout out to a few places anyway. Cheers.
There you go. Ah. You see, because we mentioned that we were going to be going all exotic.
That's such holiday music. Yeah, we're going all exotic because the Rough Guide, you know the famous Rough Guide, says like you're either into one or the other. There's the Rough Guide and there's the Lonely Planet. They're the two sort of guidebooks that have been there forever and ever, and they update them all the time, and apparently the dream job is to write for these guidebooks and all that sort of carry on. Well, Galway and Athens, actually, are some of the places you should travel to in 2020. Both sound pretty good to me.
Galway and Athens.
And Athens, yeah, according to the Rough Guide. So you'd start thinking, whoa, hold on, let's have a no go here. I know Galway. I've heard of Athens.
Yeah.
I reckon there might be something to this. So the destinations are split into the best countries, best regions, best cities, right? That was the way they've done it, right? Countries, regions, cities. And they've named, Jim, listen to this. Who wouldn't want to go to Bhutan, Ethiopia, or Montenegro, huh? Who wouldn't want to go there?
Wow, I tell you.
I know two people who wouldn't want to go.
Yeah.
You and me.
They're both sitting
here.
I mean,
seriously. Honest to God, I get it, right? I get it. There's these people and they love travel. I was one of these people myself in my younger years.
Yeah, because I was going to say that to you, to be fair to you. Yourself and Mike have done a bit of that sort of, you know,
hardship holidays.
Yeah,
hardship holidays.
Find me a jungle with no sort of running water.
I've done it all.
You know.
And you know the way they say travel, if you don't travel and if you don't do these things and see these places, it's like as if your life was a whole book and you've never turned past the first page and all this stuff, right? This is all the
do they say that?
They do, yeah.
Right, well then my life will never get out of the first chapter.
I've been on tribal islands in Fiji. I've gigged all around China. I've been all around, I've been around the Middle East and I've been around South America. I'm not mad about anything. Like, it was all right, at best now. It was all right, at best, right?
Yeah.
You know where...
Sometimes these things are they're best kind of from a nostalgia point of view. Like now, looking back.
Yeah.
Like I can say, you know, I was in Moscow and I was in, you know, and all that sort of stuff. At the time now, I can't say they were fantastic.
Yeah. It was all right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You much rather go. I
preferred being in Lanzarote.
You see, this is it, right?
I'm sorry.
I know what you're saying. I never got to do, right? I used to look at the likes of Lanzarote and cruise ships and all that, right?
Yeah.
As being a big, fancy prison for Philistines.
Yeah.
That's what it was, right?
Exactly.
And then I did it. And I regret every cultural experience I've ever had. Up to that point, it was unbelievable. Like, I regret it.
Ethiopia. I'm sure there's a... it must be amazing.
Well,
but
here you go. I'll tell
I'm
you
sorry,
what they say.
If somebody says to me, where are you going on holidays? Oh, I haven't made up my mind. Ethiopia, man. Ethiopia.
But what if they said, Jim, it's described by the Rough Guide as being utterly unique. According to the guide, it says there's a 900-year-old sunken church of Lalibela and a very essential shop connected right next to it. Do you really want to miss that?
Wow.
It's also a great country for wildlife lovers, they'd say to you, Jim. As you can spot everything from a hyena to a wild wolf. Again, I'm not, you know, these are things I want to see on television.
Yeah.
These are things I'd love to see on TV in Lanzarote.
Absolutely.
I'd love it. I'd love that now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, absolutely.
There with a chilled fizzy in me hand on a lollipop by the pool.
Yeah.
Actually, not even by the pool. Not even going out because it's too hot. I'm watching the Ethiopian wildlife on television. Yeah, there you go. They also say... they do say Austria is very good. I'd like to go to Austria. I would. I'm a city break type of fellow. I'd like to go to Vienna, but... There's some musical events and it's a Beethoven year next year, and you know what I mean. So one of his songs lasts about 4 hours, whatever. Like, and beach lovers, they say Montenegro is a cheat or is a treat. I've actually been there on a beach.
Right, Montenegro is close to Croatia, isn't it?
It is. Yes, just out of it. Yeah.
Croatia was brilliant. I really like
Croatia. Brilliant. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is brilliant.
Yeah.
It is.
There's a butt coming.
There's no butt. Do you know what all I'm going to say is, I never thought I'd get sick of pizza.
Right.
Do you know?
Yeah.
And in Croatia will make you sick of pizza. Because every Italian goes there on their holidays.
Right.
And for some reason, it's like...
They like their pizza.
They just can't... You can't get food that's not pizza after a while.
Now, do you remember we did an OB once? And we encountered somebody afterwards. We were just chatting. And they were... They were quite into their...
I know what you're going to say.
Let's say, off the beaten track.
Well, I was saying, holidays. I hadn't had a holiday for a while, and you would neither did you at the time. And we were saying, love to go for a break here and there, and we were thinking to ourselves.
I'm thinking, like, pool, sunbed.
Or a ship that you can't get off or something. Yeah, That's what we were thinking of, you know. And then she goes, I tell you something, lads. This is in one of the hotels. I tell you something, lads. If you're really looking for something different, out of the way, I can't recommend enough to the God that you don't go to Somalia. Somalia, she goes. You want to see me in Jim's face? I swear to God, it was like she was after revealing herself. It was unbelievable. We were shocked and appalled. Like, and she goes, now that might not be your thing, but honestly. And then she just starts doing this thing. And the people, though. Oh, the people. You'd love to be. I was going, I don't even like the people I'm related to.
Yeah.
You want me to go hang around with strangers?
In Somalia.
Having a cultural Somalian experience.
I mean, I have to say, I would have completely the wrong idea of Somalia.
Oh, so do I.
You know, in the same way as I'd probably have the wrong idea of Ethiopia. And I'd probably have the wrong idea of many, many other places. Because that was only the tip of the iceberg for that lady. I think she'd had quite a number of these.
Oh, yeah, places. Yeah. She's what, yeah. Loves,
she was only short of saying, I tell you where you need to be. Beirut. Have you ever had a city break in Beirut? It's absolutely amazing.
There's someone listening now that's saying, and? What's wrong with that? I've had a wonderful time in Beirut.
I'm sure you've had.
The string-backed cabbage is absolutely wonderful. Have you? You don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, I don't want to know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I'm done. I'm nearly Jim's age. I'm ancient. You know what I mean? I'm knocking on the door. All I want to do is go and have a sun holiday. All this sort of thing. And then get to lie down with the monks. And they make this soup from the poop of the monkeys, right? And it's a really spiritual thing. And if you take it, you might feel like you're going out of your mind. But it's not drugs now or anything like that. It's this relaxation thing. And then they start singing. And I'm like, oh my God. I'd rather go to Benidorm. And I hate to go to Benidorm.
Well, you want to turn around and you want to go. And what time is the buffet at? What?
Yeah.
The buffet in the hotel and all. What time? And
how many breakfasts can you have? Do you do beer at breakfast?
Yeah, yeah. You don't have to put your towel on the bed, do you? Is that taken care of? Do the monks do that for you? No, I think you're thinking of the wrong type of holiday, man.
Really? No, I think it's the same thing. Because I remember I went to a holiday. It was amazing. It was just like you're saying. Except instead of the coffee that they made out of the poop of the monkeys, they used to fold a towel into the shape of a swan.
Yeah.
It was gorgeous. One day they even put me sunglasses on it to give me a laugh when I came into the room.
Yeah. Similar type of thing, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Very cultural experience.
Yeah, I believe you get that in Somalia.
It was a huge cultural experience. Honestly, I was surrounded by English people for a week.
I tell you, talk about being immersed in something that makes you feel outside of your comfort zone.
Yeah, and here was me thinking I wouldn't like them. They were actually sound.
It's amazing, you know. Sometimes you need to branch out.
Travel makes you broader. In the physical sense.
Torn from Natalie and Brulia here at Classic Hits. Almost 22 minutes to 8 o'clock. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Happy Friday to you. 087-188-0008. If you want to give us a shout, just like Shona in County Cork. Just wants us to say hi. And happy Friday to her.
Good for you, Shona. Hi, and happy Friday.
Well done.
It's all for you.
That's all that's required. Hitbit on the way, €540. Just let us know if you fancy playing. You can get the call back from Magic Mike to have a go. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. Absolutely free on the WhatsApp to do it, of course. And there it is. Some of PJ's mostest favouritest music ever.
Oh, dear. Well, it definitely isn't my favourite music ever, but I am, even though he's been a spectacularly little brat, to me, anyway. I still can't help but like the little head elf.
Absolutely. Because that's what it's all about. This week, we're celebrating, actually for the next few weeks, we're celebrating on Post's magical elf on the shelf stamp and postcard packs. So the idea is that basically these things feature six postcards depicting the Christmas adventures of the much-loved elf on the shelf, and also six specially designed €1 stamps. And you'll also get a magical Christmas message from your scout elf delivered by OnPost. So if you want to find out more about it, onpost.com/Christmas. But to celebrate this fact, basically, we are giving various children of Ireland the chance to speak to the head scout elf.
Unbelievable.
I mean, the man who is in charge of all the other elves on the shelves.
Yeah, so there you go. And he is, I tell you something, yeah. The less I say about him, the better, I think.
Yeah, you got on his
say.
Wrong side now. You know what I mean? He obviously,
I think he
because
just knows
he's all-knowing, and of course he does have the ear of the big man. Do you know what I'm saying?
Very true.
Right? Because he is all-knowing, he knows all too well the things that you have said about Christmas in the past,
oh,
PJ Gallagher.
God.
And so as a result, you got a bit of a tongue-lashing from the head elf on the shelf yesterday.
I did. And you know something, there's a part of me that deserves it. I admit that. There's a part of me that deserves it. But he went through me for a shortcut. Little brat.
But anyway, listen, if you want your child, or if you're listening to us and you yourself want to speak to the head scout elf, all you got to do is put the word elf and then your own details on a WhatsApp. Get it into us on 087-188-0008, just like Tanya did, because Tanya wanted her son CJ, okay, CJ Byrne, he's 5 years of age, wanted him to have a chat with our head scout elf. And of course, our head scout elf was only too happy to oblige.
Hello?
Hello, is that Tanya?
It is Tanya.
Tanya, how's it going? Happy Christmas, even though it's only November. What's
happy
happening?
Happy Christmas to you too.
I'm looking to speak to a little man called CJ Byrne. Is that possible?
Oh my God, is someone... Hello, do you want to say hello?
Is he there, is he?
Hello.
Hello, is that CJ?
Yeah.
CJ, how are you, my friend? This is the head scout elf here calling from the North Pole.
Yeah?
Yeah, do you know where the North Pole is?
Yeah.
Way up the north. Do you know who lives in the North Pole?
Yeah.
Who?
Santa.
Yes, he does. CJ, I know that your full name is Carter James, isn't that right?
Yeah.
Now, what are you up to today, Carter James? I prefer to call you by your full title.
What are you going to do today?
I'm going to go to school.
Yeah, oh, I know where you go to school. It's a brilliant school in a great area. I love Temple Oak. I've been there loads of times too. Bishop Shanahan's in Temple Oak, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a daddy school. And tell me about Miss Tracy.
Oh, she's nice. She's good.
Ah, she's brilliant, isn't she?
Yes.
Now, here... You know what I love, and a load of elves love as well, right? Are what? Pets. You have a load of pets, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, tell me their names.
Pat, Rocket.
Oh, I'll stop you there. I'll stop you there. It's just coming back to me, actually. Yeah, that's right. And you have Alfie and Bubbles as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Ah, they're deadly. Now, tell me about the handwriting search you got in school.
Well, it was for a neat writing award.
A neat writing award?
Yeah.
Wow. You know how that's going to come in handy for writing your Santa letter?
Yeah.
Ah, yeah, that'd be great. All right, is there any ever wanted to ask a head scout elf, or is there any message I can pass on to Santa, CJ, for you?
What do you want to pass on to Santa? Do you want me to give Santa a message for you?
Yeah.
What would you like to say?
I want to pass a message on to Santa.
What message? You don't know? Just say hi.
Hi.
I'd certainly say hi to Santa from you, CJ. And it was lovely talking to you, all right? And have a great Christmas, won't you?
Yep.
All right, CJ. I'll see you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
So there you go, that's CJ Byrne, just 5 years of age.
Yeah,
his mum Tanya was there as well.
And all very nice and all, yeah.
Yeah.
But why can he be so nice to a CJ and so nasty to a PJ? That's all I'm asking.
Because
that's the only thing I'm asking.
It's CJ is a lover of all things Christmas and can't wait for it to arrive. And PJ is a totally different kettle of fish.
Right, grand.
There's a big difference between a PJ and a CJ.
Very judgmental, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go, if you'd like to
he
have a
no
chat...
There's no birthday elves, so get on with them.
If you'd like to have a chat with our head scout elf, just get elf and your own details onto a WhatsApp 087-188-0008. This, of course, all with thanks to Unpust's magical elf on the shelf stamp and postcard packs. You can check them out online, unpust.com/Christmas. Now, are you going to behave yourself, or do I need to speak to the head scout elf about you again?
Oh, my God. I'm in trouble and I haven't even done anything.
Yeah, let's hear it for the boy, Denise Williams. Neil Delamere is going to be joining us very soon, just after 8 o'clock. We're going to be chatting to Neil Delamere. He'll be live in studio with us. Looking forward to this.
Classic hits.
Hip it. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit bit.
Wow.
There you go.
That was like the 12-inch version.
Yeah, I tell you, it's Friday. It's the Friday version. We are getting all in. We have 540 quid to give away on the Hitbit this morning. The all-new, brand-new Hitbit. And it sounds exactly like this. Because that's it. You know what to do. If you want to hear it as many times as you like, classichits.ie, head on over there. You can have a look at all the wrong guesses too. But for now, Naomi in Cork is going to have a go. Hi, Naomi.
Hello.
How are you getting on?
Very good, thanks.
Happy Friday to you, Naomi.
Happy Friday.
Have you any weekend plans?
No, not really. Just chilling out.
Yeah, everybody we talk to these days is the exact same.
That's the most fabulous thing you can look forward to, yeah, is to be doing absolutely nothing.
Nothing at all.
I wish I was doing nothing
exactly,
at all.
Exactly, you see.
Right, so Naomi, how do you think it is? We'll try and give you a few, Bob.
I think it's New Sensation from
INXS. Oh, right.
What a chill. Good choice.
Naomi in Cork, it's wrong, unfortunately. Sorry about that. A good choice as well. But look, the good news is that you can call again because Damien Farley needs you tonight to ring him and have a go with him.
I nearly missed that one. Sorry about that, Naomi. We'll have a great weekend anyway.
Yeah. Cheers, Naomi. Thanks for playing.
Thank you, bye.
Bye-bye.
Right, so David in Galway. How are you getting on, David?
Hi, that's not so bad now, thanks.
Hey, you're in a wind tunnel there. You're heading off to work.
We're all good. I'm just pulling up into the gate there now.
Oh, right. Okay, good stuff. Yeah. Pulling into the gate, he says.
Jim's into the gate?
Jim's like, what's he saying? What's he doing?
I don't know.
What's he doing in the geese?
You're going to have to interpret for
me. So what's the crack, Dave? Any plans for you on the weekend?
Not so bad. I think just keep it quiet, you know. Going slow.
It's amazing. One of these days we're going to ask them what they're doing the weekend and they're going to say, I'm going on a mad one. I'm going to wreck the gaff. What do you think, David? What do you think it is?
Jackie Wilson, Higher and Higher.
Higher and Higher, bit of a classic.
An absolute classic, but unfortunately not right, I'm afraid. But again, good news for you is as well that you can try again Monday. It's going to be 1,100. Tuesday will be 1,200. And the money will just go higher and higher.
Brilliant. Listen, David, thanks for having a bash and a happy Friday. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you. Okay,
Take care, man.
See you, David. Have a good one.
Cheers. Bye-bye. Ah, yes. Not bad.
Not bad. And the poor fella after crashing into a gate and everything. There you go. Anyway, 20 to 5, you can have another go with Damien Farley. You know what to do. Like we said before, classichits.ie, the wrong answers, those two added on. And you can have a quick listen to it, see if it rings any bells in your head.
Absolutely. And, of course, you can take it on with Damien, safe in the knowledge that you won't be whistle-sucked. Which is our new thing now. We now know that Mike has an actual medical condition where he can't help himself with the old puns.
Whistle sucked, yeah. The compulsion and addiction to telling bad jokes,
yeah,
essentially, isn't
and,
it?
And inappropriate stuff at the wrong time.
Yeah, oh, it's, if anything ever summed up Mike, what a whistle sucker he is.
Absolutely. So, 20 to 5 with Damien. For us, though, of course, Neil Delamere on the way. He'll be chatting to us live in studio just after 8 o'clock. Looking forward to that.
Looking forward to that. He's always a bit of crack.
Yeah.
See what he's getting up to these days.
He better bring something nice with him. You.
I think so. Still time if you're near the spa.
PJ and Jim in the morning.
Queen, I want to break free here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim and the brilliant Neil Delamere.
Hey! Hello.
How are you, man?
Look at that.
Very good.
Ah, oh, he's here in person. The real one. Look, it's him, PJ.
It's him.
He looks very like himself.
That is why you're slightly disappointed.
No.
Some sort of robotic animatronic me. That would be amazing.
That would be amazing.
I thought you might be going down the route of doing one of those hologram tours. Or your own tribute
me
band,
Freddie
maybe.
Freddie Mercury. Yes. Yeah. No, it's still me, I'm afraid. I was in Belfast last night, though.
Oh, where are you?
So
yeah,
I drove down the road just to see you two.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Yeah,
about that.
Appreciate it.
PJ told me he was going to scare you coming out of the loo, so I said I have to be there for that.
I don't know why. I just scared the absolute living wee-wee out the gym going to the toilet. I don't know why that's the funniest thing in the world, scaring someone. Just giving someone a fright is the funniest thing.
The day you scare him and then you don't laugh, I think we all need to pack it in.
Absolutely. Yeah.
The idea that you have matured.
Yeah.
Like, the idea that PJ's gone, well, I'm just doing satire now.
He's taking his comedy to a whole new level. I'm now going to wait outside toilets.
I'm not doing venues anymore. Coming to a toilet near you.
Anyway, come here. How are you?
I'm very, very well, we're in the middle of doing the blame game for the BBC.
Yeah.
And,
We're all mad for the BBC here at the moment.
We're only small BBC. You're proper BBC.
No,
You're a serious BBC. In fact, once, I should tell you this actually because it plays into what you just said there. I was walking down street in Dublin and Do you remember this science series that we did?
Oh,
right?
I did,
we
yeah.
did a science series, and there's a guy, and he was a homeless dude, and he lived in the street, and he used to see me coming and going a lot, and he said to me, "Is your science show coming back?" And I said, "I don't think so." And he goes, "What are you up to?" And I said, "I'm doing a show for the BBC." And he went, "Yeah, that's only for BBC Northern Ireland, though, isn't it?" So, chin up, anyway. Like, oh, yeah.
But I think I told you this story on the show before, though, about when I was in HMV when my first DVD came out, and I was delighted with myself. And there was a woman in the queue in front of me in HMV, and she had my DVD in her hand, and a Tommy Tiernan one and a Des Bishop one. And I was well, delighted, you know, so watching it. And then someone came over, the Neil Delamere one, and says, "Oh, they do have them." And she said, "Oh, brilliant, put that one back and give her mine." As I was standing behind her,
I used to hire women to go to shops. This is what I did. I had a harem of women. It was like Gaddafi. I had female bodyguards and women who went into the HMV and told people to put down DVDs.
Oh, fantastic.
But we had the weirdest moment. The four of us had the weirdest moment on the show recently because I went to see Joker, right? The Joker.
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen it yet. Yeah.
Very good, right? Walked out of the cinema, and my phone just kind of exploded, and some people going, "You've just been mentioned in the House Commons." And we went, "No, we haven't." So I put it on. We were all mentioned in the House Commons, like, by name.
Are you serious?
Yeah, absolutely.
Somebody said the name Neil Delamere in the House of Commons.
Yeah, so we're in Hansard. So we're in basically the rest of the history of all time in the UK Parliament. And you know, sometimes... God. If they're naming Irish people, it's not good a lot of the time.
Yeah.
So what was... You can't go over there anymore. Yeah. You're on some sort of watch list. So some Northern...
Neil Delamere. Guy Fawkes.
Yeah.
Who were always... That's weird, because we're always paired together. Yeah, me and Guy Fawkes. And so some guy was talking about something about Northern Ireland. I think he was the Shadow Secretary from Northern Ireland. He was like, "Oh, yeah, listen, we all have to get together on Brexit." Because I don't know if you've been following this, but Brexit's apparently a big thing there. And they said, I think it's sorted out. And they said recently, he goes, "Oh, I don't want to play the blame game anymore. The blame game to me is this show in Northern Ireland with Tim McGarry, Colin Murphy, Neil Delamere, and Jack O'Kane."
That's hilarious.
Oh, yeah. My God.
It
sounds like one of those stunts Paddy Power would pull off, you know, that it was actually nearly planned.
It's all, yeah.
Imagine getting that level of applause.
Well, you say that, but next week Boris Johnson's going to have my name on his underpants, like Nicholas Bentner had years ago. And if he wins the election, he's going to run around with his top off. So I wouldn't rule it out yet.
It's gassing. There's been a real shift, because it's the Tories now that are mentioned in Irish. They've mentioned Parnell, Michael Collins and Neil Delamere now in the last while.
I think Nigel Farage has a picture of, is it Parnell in his gaff?
Yeah, is it him that said it? I can't
he's
remember.
He's not allowed, like.
No, he's
no,
not.
No. We've
not
got that level of
kindness. No.
Yeah. This isn't for you.
Yeah.
That's cultural appropriation.
It's like when loyalists go, Cú Chulainn was the great defender against Catholics. You're like, I really don't think you have this right at all.
No, you're reading that the wrong way.
The great defender of Ulster.
Cú Chulainn is the only person who is a mural in loyalist and republican areas.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And the one in the loyalist area is based on
no
the statue
you get
in the
your
GPO.
Name mentioned in the
exactly.
House of
yeah.
And I had a friend of mine is from Portadown, and I said, "You're like, he's a fictional character. You might as well have a row over Gandalf being Catholic or Protestant, or Willy Wonka being Catholic or Protestant." And he went, "I know, yeah, but Willy Wonka's one of ours." Like he was fully convinced. I mean, like, and we were in a pub, and I knew I shouldn't have asked because I knew I was going to be set up, but I had to ask. And I said, "Why is Willy Wonka one of yours? Why is he Protestant?" He's going, "Well, he's got William and he owns a factory and he's got loads of little orange men working for him." And I mean, the last
I'm sorry that he deserves
the level of delight in his face that walked into the trap.
That is game set
that
match.
It is game set match.
That's
then
quality.
I tell people that now, and I'm the one doing gigs. Hi, Tony, if you're listening.
Yeah, you're getting paid for a Protestant punchline, which is very good.
There you
come
go.
Here, did you, PJ, did you ever get your... Was your name ever mentioned in, not ridiculous circles,
think so.
I mean...
I thought you were going to say redacted. He's in the CIA report.
Yeah.
PJ,
yeah.
Born a deputy.
No, I don't think so. Yeah. I don't think my name's been mentioned in a serious circumstance. I think I'm the exact opposite. But no, not that I can think of, anyway.
That's
no.
Incredible. The House of Commons.
I know, it's a bit weird, isn't it?
That's very strange.
You're not kind of expecting that.
Listen, Margot's been on to say, love Neil Delamere, loved him on the panel a few years back. TV really needs programmes like that again.
Yeah. BBC One, tonight.
It's
but only Northern Ireland.
It's funny.
10:35.
Neil Delamere is actually on a panel show on television. It's incredible.
Yeah, there is shows like that.
coincidence. Coincidence.
She was the same woman who went into HMV. I only have Margot now. It's a smaller operation than it was originally. But she's really stuck with me.
Right, listen, don't go anywhere. Neil Delamere is here. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp if you've anything you want to throw at him. Right, you sit down and have your water. Mike offered him, would you like a cup of tea or water?
Yeah.
That's literally the
extent
of
all three of us were holding coffee.
Yeah, that's the extent of our hospitality.
But like, if you went pink champagne, I'd freak out. All
yeah, Maloko, sing it back here at Classic Hits, Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim. 20 past 8, the brilliant Neil Delamere is here. I kind of almost feel like that just calling him Neil Delamere is not good enough anymore.
Not anymore, no.
Now that he's been mentioned in the House of Commons. I don't know if that's enough. Do we? Is there a title?
The Right Honourable Neil Delamere.
The Right Honourable Neil Delamere sounds... I think. Have we got the audio? Can we play the audio?
I took it off. Hold on.
That'll do. Have a listen to this, right, in case you think this will wind up.
Yeah, The Blame Game is an excellent television programme on BBC Northern Ireland with Tim McGarry and Neil Delamere, Colin Murphy and Jake O'Kane. An excellent programme, as I'm sure the House will agree.
That's incredible.
I know that, as I'm sure the House will agree.
But, I mean, and no one does.
Talk about really endorse an excellent programme. Excellent.
It's very much our target audience is UK-based shadow secretaries of state.
Yeah, yeah.
It's often overlooked, but, you know, they buy a DVD.
Well, I tell you, it's not just the House of Commons, love you. Gillian's been on, say, love Neil Delamere, go on awfully. Somebody else, Neil and PJ, two of my favourite comedians together. Class, says Dee. Which one has the award? Oh, sorry.
Oh, that. Shut your mouth,
that's,
you.
That's me.
Oh, he has the award. How many gigs have you done?
One. He just won one sellout, gig. Though.
Basically, every gig I've ever played has been a sellout.
Oh, God, that's unbearable.
It is unbearable, isn't it?
I also admire it as well.
Oh, I don't. And you know what? Ask him where the award is hung, Neil. Ask him where it's hung.
Where is your award hung?
Just over there, over where PJ sits.
Over where PJ is?
Yes.
Are you never going to do another gig again?
Never, no.
No,
I'm going to retire, like, with an award and a sellout.
Boom, mic drop. Thank you very much.
What a jackass.
If you got a 5-star review as well, I mean, that'd be... We'd have to kill you.
There was nobody there, yeah.
We'd actually have to kill you.
Yeah.
And we'd put you on Dublin Murders and nobody would understand.
What happened? My body would never be found.
No. You might be a wolf. You might have killed a wolf. You might have once seen a wolf. Nobody knows.
Isn't that the most...
I missed all so this now. Apparently it was the most frustrating ending to anything ever. Like, there was like a whole, just a, an entire
I mean, it was
storyline.
Apparently Amber from the other RT thing killed everybody. That's how I think it worked.
Yeah,
yes.
brilliant.
It was a tad frustrating.
Thank God somebody explained it. Now, ask Neil why he's always in Nando's when I go.
You're always in Nando's?
Yeah, okay, listen.
What's this about?
Because comedy hasn't been going as well as I expected at this point. So, you know, a man has to make a living.
Oh, my God.
And I love a bit of peri-peri. So sometimes I'll go in there and just feed people, basically.
Right.
Which one?
This is Debbie, right? So I'm trying to find out which one
she's in. Are you doing a campaign, are you?
No, I'm joking. By the way, the fact that you didn't kind of go for that, the fact that you genuinely thought I was working in Nando's, is a little worrying. Is that like,
I assume...
We only see you once a year.
I mean, you could be on a day off. I don't know what's going on.
I sometimes go to Nando's, yeah.
Things not so good for the old snack box Delamere. you know what I mean?
Yeah. Butterfly chicken Delamere isn't what he used to be.
Wow, God, that is showbiz. It was Right Honourable Delamere about 4 minutes ago, and now it's butterfly chicken. bottomless soft drink.
So listen, when you're not being mentioned in the House of Commons...
I go to Nando's every so often,
And you're not knocking out the peri-peri chips in Nando's, right?
Yeah.
What else is going on? Obviously, the Blame Game's taking up a fair bit of time, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we do that kind of twice a year, and... we have actually Des Bishop, I think, is on next week. So that's out tonight on BBC. And we're doing another series of Soft Border Patrol, which I actually did. I kind of thought Brexit would be done by now and that would be us. But no, we're actually going to make 45 more series of that because Brexit will never be finished.
Never.
And, I've been
I'm still with the Nando's.
Are they all
apparently it's Santry you do it in, is it?
Sometimes, yeah.
This is hilarious.
He's always there. Santry. Sit behind him while he's romancing his missus.
What sort of
in
man?
Nando's.
Now this is weird because my missus never goes to Nando's. So who is he meeting? No, it is my missus, by the way. By the way, this is why Ireland does not have a witness protection programme.
Yeah.
Because you would go into the witness protection place and you would go, they would say, what's your name? And you go, Mr. Smith. And they would go, oh, well, it's not Mr. Smith when you're in Nando's in Santry, is it? Is it?
Yeah.
Eating your butterfly chicken.
I tell you something, of all the places this interview I thought would go. I mean, I really thought we'd taken a bizarre turn when you were mentioned in the House of Commons.
Yeah.
And now we've ended up in Nando's in Omni Centre in Santry.
If you did the second gig, you know that the order of comedy is always Commons, Nando, and I'm not going to tell you what the third major point of any of you is.
Damn, that's no more awards for me.
Any other restaurants that we've got to mention?
Well, I don't know. I just now we were going to ask you any questions. We want to ask people what they know about you.
That's terrifying.
It's much better that way.
That's actually fantastic. We could do a whole fact-finding mission on
you
Neil
should
Denner.
Do that with your next guest. So you should do themed. So when people come in, just text, get people to text in what they know about them.
Yeah.
Very much the next person who comes in.
No, I like the idea now. I mean, because I don't think Neil's in any great hurry. So, I mean, 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp.
Not a hurry. If level of discomfort, yes. But hurry,
if
no.
If anybody has any sort of interesting facts, just general trivia about Neil Delamere.
Are you working for the guards?
Yeah, if anyone would like to know where he goes for a quiet pint to be on his own, for
that
instance,
would be
we'd
great.
Love to read that out.
Where was he on the night of the 23rd of April, 2019?
This is, I tell you something, I don't know, Michelle is, I'd be worried I'd look behind you in future you're in Nando's.
I think we're never going to Nando's again. I think that's, sorry to say it to that.
Well, it'd be a shame, because with the amount of publicity they've just gotten, you're probably on for, I'd
say. I didn't say I liked it.
True, very true.
I would have said at least a set of roulette wings could have been yours.
Roulette? I'd never even heard of roulette wings. And I'm there all the time, me and Michelle.
Well, I'd tell you something. If you're not going to be risky when you go to Nando's, sorry, and go for the roulette.
Is there a special level of Nando's?
Oh, yeah.
If Jim goes to he presses a button, that's like the air, just the special lounge for Aer Lingus, so you just wander in.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got a secret chicken handshake.
One of the dudes just goes below ground and you go to a
like
special
a Bond
area.
Bond villain.
Pretty much.
It's like a lobster. You pick out your own chicken. I'll have Stephen. Stephen, your time has come.
Anyway, hang on a second. We're talking about Neil Delamere here, right? We aren't going to let him leave until we get a few more interesting stats about him on the WhatsApp. So 087-188-0008. Neil, for the moment, relax. 8:36, breakfast table quiz on the way. Are you a Christmas fan, Neil?
Ah, yeah.
Do you love Christmas?
I quite like Christmas.
Right,
I mean, obviously, PJ is a bit kind of grumpy about it. So for the purposes of winding them up, I mean, I really love Christmas.
Somebody gave you, like, €2,000 worth of Christmas decorations.
Straight to Nando's.
No, I'd rather gargle dog poo than deal with Christmas myself. But to be honest with you,
if you want to win,
it's not about me. If you want to win it, 0871. Oh, what is it? 188-0008. Give us a shout to play
many
breakfast
years
table
the same
quiz.
As radio again.
Five. And you, Neil, stand up after one.
Yeah. Big Mountain, Baby, I Love Your Way. Here at Classic Hits, 20 to 9. Waking up happy with BJ and Jim. Happy Friday to you. The brilliant Neil Delamere is still with us. We've got loads of stuff to tell him about himself. But on the way, of course, breakfast table quiz, 087-188-0008. If you want to have a bash of that, we need a score of 11 if you're going to take that fantastic prize, €2,000 worth of fabulous Christmas decorations. Right, apparently some of the other things that we now know about you, Neil Delamere.
Oh, here we go. This is great, Craig.
Is that you entertained the Insurance Institute at their dinner. It sounds boring, but it was a brilliant night, says D.
I love the way when people apologise for what the gigs are called first, you know that way?
People in insurance, for some reason, they're great crack.
Really?
Really enjoyed it, yeah. I would like to do it again at some point.
I was just going to say, would that have been a corporate highlight?
I would say so. You know the way they say your best gig is, you know, the last gig you did? I'm very much in the corporate world. The next gig is very much your best gig, I think. Yeah. Do you know, we mentioned the Bourne Identity earlier on, and you know he gets amnesia in that. If I ever got amnesia, I'd come in here and you would read stuff out about myself.
That's it.
And that's how this I would piece my life together
isn't
again.
Isn't there a movie like that a guy has to keep writing post-it notes to himself?
Memento.
And sit with your elderly parents and try and explain that film to them. Oh, mother of God.
Have you had that experience?
Oh, my God, yeah. A few years ago, when my auntie was.
Apparently, Linda says that Neil is a gent.
Yeah. Okay.
Apparently, you did a charity gig for Linda in the Workman's.
Oh, yes.
And you came along to the gig complete with a chopped salad. The man loves a franchised food outlet.
Wow,
Nando's and Chopped.
What can I say?
Well, you're like an ambassador.
Man
for
of the people,
of,
this man.
That's incredible. How the other half live?
How the other half live? It's amazing, isn't it?
Absolutely extraordinary.
Salad boxes and fried chicken.
Paul the trucker also made some comment about you drinking baby sham, but I'm going to let that go.
Ah, Paul. Yeah, we both remember that lay-by, Paul, don't we? Oh, yes.
Dear man.
Man would do for a Yorkie. Yeah. I mean, I know it's a stereotype for truck drivers, but listen... He got me home that night, safe and sound.
Brilliant, okay. This has been Fantastic having you in. Anything else you want to, before you go? Is there anything you want to leave us with?
No, I'm going to just go in in disguise into the various fast food and healthy food options all around Dublin.
Are you heading now for
some fast food? Do you want to stay forward, John, all these texts about you so you can read them as the day goes on?
I think there's a lot of things I'd rather do than read about people who have been monitoring my movements.
Really? Yeah.
Will you be going to any sort of particular coffee shop or anything? Is there anything that's...
Never again. I'm going to let my beard fully grow out and live as a hermit in a cave somewhere in the Alwee.
Do you know what this feels like?
You still get a text from somebody going,
absolutely.
I saw him in total darkness there the other day. He glows in the dark, apparently. He's like a glowworm. It's mad. Anyway.
It feels like we're like in that mission control room in Washington, D.C., you know, where they're following someone from ISIS. Do you know that way? And you've got all the people on the street talking into their sleeve and stuff. It's just we're following Neil, and he's managed to find his way here on us, and then we don't really know what to do.
Yeah.
You know that way?
Yeah, I'm in the back of a back of a pickup truck. There's a lot of lads with machine guns mounted in the back of a pickup truck.
I'm going back to
Tora Bora.
Didn't you say that I think the way you said it was that the PSNI follow you, don't they? They have to... you may not have phrased it that way, but I think the gist of it was that they follow you.
Yeah, that's essentially it. I'm on a watch list, I did have the head of the PSNI, the former chief constable of the PSNI at the gig I did in Edinburgh.
That's a sign.
And you're in a gig and then in the venue, and then there's another gig right after you, pretty much. You've only got about 15 minutes as a turnaround, you know, because there's loads of venues and loads of shows. And we went slightly over, and then I realised that I would have to get the audience to vacate, so there'd be another audience go in for the next show, was Alice Fraser. And I realised I was going to look at the head of the PS Night and go, you've got 2 minutes to get out. And he laughed his face off. And then he shot me in the leg. So we had a great time.
Oh, brilliant. So what's the website?
NeilDelamere.com, yeah.
Brilliant. So, look, you're loads and loads
they're
and
all
loads
there,
and loads
all
of
the
check
today.
Them all out there. Listen, thanks a million for coming
thanks
in.
Thanks a million, boss. Great to see you again.
There's a, what do you call it? What's around the corner? There's a freshie around the corner.
Ooh, try that.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets some more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartins in Innes and Limerick. Giving the gift of exam success with Julie's Christmas revision courses. See KES.ie.
Right, here we go. So this is it. Final day for your chance to win €2,000 worth of incredible Christmas decorations courtesy of Mick D's Christmas Shop. If you love Christmas, you'll love Mick D's Christmas Shops. You can find them all over the place. Galway, Athlone, Ennis, Loughrea. There's the brand new one, which is opened in the iconic Galway Crystal Building. And they've started their massive Christmas half-price sale this week as well, if you want to check it out. And if you're not close enough to any of those locations, of course, you can do it online and get it delivered straight to your door. So if you go to mcds.ie, they have free nationwide delivery on their full range. And what a range it is. They're giving us a luxury 7.5-foot Christmas tree, all the decorations, all the lights, train sets to go underneath the tree, loads of outdoor stuff. There's reindeer, penguins, polar bears. And that's only the half of us.
And thank God he's not reading out the full of it. Because exactly. We'd be here all morning, so we would. And of course, Francis Finnan on Monday got a score of 10, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's taken him all the way to Friday, today. So it's the last time to have a chance to beat him. And it's going to be Becky Eager and me that's going to have a go. So how are you getting on, Becky?
Hi, guys. Good, thanks.
Happy Friday. Becky, how are you feeling?
Very nervous.
Oh, jeepers, not at all. What are you nervous about? So it's a Friday and you have the weekend ahead, and we're only a couple of Egypts. So
exactly, yeah. Doesn't matter what you score, it would be better than we would have gotten anyway. So so you'll always be safe in the knowledge of that. Right, listen, 60 seconds, Becky, you good to go?
Ready.
Best of luck, here we go.
What film provided John Travolta with 4 top 20 hits in 1978?
Saturday Night Fever.
It was Grease. The senior males of what animal are called silverbacks?
Gorilla.
The River Clyde runs through what Scottish city?
Glasgow.
The Berlin Wall separated east and west parts of what country?
Germany.
With what sport would you associate with Gary Lineker?
Football.
Which group's cover version of No Woman, No Cry was a chart hit in 1996?
Fuji.
The term often applied to areas of the theatre used by the audience is front of what?
House.
Which European country lies between Spain, Italy, Germany and Belgium?
Andorra.
France. Which film and comic hero had a girlfriend called Dale Arden?
Pass.
Flash Gordon, which wedding anniversary is known as a cotton wedding?
Fourth.
Yeah, but pyrophobia is a fear of what?
Firework.
Which 1980s TV show was set in New York City High School for the Performing Arts?
Same.
The pop group Bucks Fizz shot to fame after winning what competition?
Eurovision.
I'm going to give you one more because I made a fart of one of them. The River Danube is on what continent?
Europe.
Yes, yes, it is.
Now, I tell you, I need them. I'm going to have to ask Magic Mike for a bit of guidance on this, right? Just in relation to one of the questions that involves the, what was it? How was it pronounced? Oh, pyrophobia?
I know what you're going to say. Yeah. She said, yeah.
She said fireworks.
She said fireworks and it's fire,
ah,
right?
Stop, are we Bill, giving come it?
Come on. Ah, lads, it's Friday.
Fire was the first word. I tell you what, can't accept anything.
Yeah, well, hold on. Talk them up first.
Before we make the decision, yeah, let me give you what Becky is currently on, okay?
I'm fighting for you here, Becky,
what
right?
What have we got? We've got 10 to beat, is it?
Yeah, we've 10 to beat.
At the moment, she's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11!
Yes! Anyway!
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Right, so we're not giving it to you. And you're still a winner, Becky.
Fire.
And you're still a winner, Becky. There, you look at that.
Well done.
Can
well
I just
done.
Say, thank God.
Exactly. That would have been a sticky one. That would have been a sticky one. Right. So listen, Becky, well done. Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. There it is. You won it even regardless of the fireworks. So it's €2,000 worth of Christmas decorations from McDee's
you
Christmas
my
shop.
Week. You really have. He's been trying all week for this quiz.
Fabulous. Your husband has. I never heard him on the phone, not even one time.
He won't ring in. Like, he's too scared to ring in.
Becky, please tell me you're a massive Christmas fan, are you?
Yeah, love it.
Okay, Becky, nobody's perfect.
I don't know. I think
I'm
it was...
not a fan of PJ now.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
Yeah, okay. I think really? What she means
I finally made a husband and two kids very happy today.
She is. So yeah. It's all, she's doing it. She's taking a hit.
I have a feeling Becky's been a bit tongue in cheek.
I think she is.
I think the husband's going, oh, for feck's sake, more decorations. Becky, listen, well done. Happy Friday. Good luck.
You've been listening to the PJ and Jim in the Morning Catch Up Podcast. Catch PJ and Jim live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on Classic Hits.